Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Time just we're just making our way to 1 minute after the hour of 6 o'clock, which means I'll be here probably for the next, 3 hours and about 55 minutes. Lovely to be with you. And it is the 15th of February, which is Tuesday. Just having to think. It's early in the morning. Let's take a look at some of the things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. We can go back to the year 1941. Very famous piece of music called Take the A-Train. Duke Ellington and his orchestra recorded it for the first time on this day in 1941. In 1946, Edith Horton, at age 33, was signed as a baseball scout by the Philadelphia Phillies, becoming the first female scout in the major leagues. And the last one for now, 1947, American composer of classical music and opera, a guy called John Adams, was born. His operas include Nixon in China in 1987, which recounts Richard Nixon's 1972 visit to China, Dr. Atomic in 2005, which covers Robert Oppenheimer, the Manhattan Project, and the building of the first atomic bomb. They're sort of classical music operas. They should be worth a good look, shouldn't they? Anyway, let's get started.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Shame, 'cause I'm the one who can feel the sun right in the pouring rain. I won't say when, don't know when, but soon there's gonna come a day, baby, I'll be back again. Yeah, I'll be back for you.
Starting our morning off with Lou Gramm there, Midnight Blue. Lou Gramm, by the way, of course, American rock singer-songwriter, best known for being the lead singer from the rock band Foreigner. This was from 1977 to 1990, then 1992 to 2003. That one, Midnight Blue.
Nothing so loud.
Jerry D.
I want you tonight. I want you.
That is Billy Squire there and Rob Me Tonight. 1984 that was released back in June of 1984. It was a single from, or the lead single from his Platinum Plus album, Signs of Life. His highest charting US single peaked at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. But despite its major success, the song is sometimes associated with the end of Billy Squire's career as a singles artist, due, believe it or not, to the music video, which was described as one of the worst ever in the 2011 book I Want My MTV, The Uncensored Story of the Music Video Revolution. And it was directed by Kenny Ortega, and it shows Squire dancing around a bed with a pastel coloured satin sheets. Squire's concert tickets apparently immediately suffered, and he later fired his managers. So there's a little bit of a story to that one. That's Rock Me Tonight, Billy Squire. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this. Time to get you in the shower. We are 15 and a half minutes right now after the hour, 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, Tuesday the 15th of February, which means, of course, we are just a little bit over halfway through the month, aren't we?
I said, talk about your mother.
there we go, in the shower with this morning, George Michael and Star People. Going back to 1997, although that one is the forthright edit. And there we go, time to get you out of the shower on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. The original song, it was off of what I reckon was George's best album, Older, which was released in 1996. That was the fifth single off of the album, and it released it on Virgin Records and DreamWorks, and that was in the United Kingdom, DreamWorks in the United States. The lyrics, by the way, make reference to the maternalism and frivolity of certain unspecified people in show business, suggesting that those behaviours are derived from some insecurity or a bad childhood. Yeah, that's it. Blame it on bad childhood. Why not? 21 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock in this morning's show. Crowded House and Something So Strong. I'm just sitting here, I was looking at today's date on the calendar, which is the, 15th of February, just over halfway through the month of February already. And it's I always forget the name of the calendar. Senior Moments calendar, which is really quite apt, and this one is extremely apt. This is a quote from the author, P.G. Wodehouse. It says, one of the poets, whose name I cannot recall, has a passage which I'm unable at the moment to remember in one of his works, which, for the time being, has slipped my mind, which really hits off admirably this age-old situation. Mr. P.G. Wodehouse there. This is Charlemagne Dancing in the Streets. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 24 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock.
So let's
There we go. That's Shalimar there and Dancing in the Sheets. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way towards 28 minutes for the hour of 6 o'clock. What have we got lined up for you today? Well, today is Tuesday. And unexpectedly, we've got a Music Tuesday. I got a little note from Sarah, our feisty foodie. Sarah, she won't be able to join us today. So no feisty foodie in the last hour of this morning's program. Unfortunately, her son, Zachary, got COVID, and he has generally donated it to Sarah and her husband, Corey. And she says, I'm coughing and I got a scratchy throat, so I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. So we'll just get well. If you are listening to us, Sarah, probably not. Up there's too early. But if you are, get well soon, all right? We're keeping our fingers crossed for you. So apart from that, boys and girls, all our other bits and pieces, plus some more music. And that means that in around about 12, when I finish talking, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines, which we will be looking at in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we'll look at some of the international news headlines. So 7:30, some of the international business headlines. In between those two, we'll take a look at the weather, which is a bit of a joke these days. Very strange weather, isn't it? And we'll do that, and that's it. You, me and your music. We'll check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, and we'll have a little chat with Yasmin. Perhaps we don't have Sarah, she'll do a couple of Born on This Day music for us as well. So that's it then. Suppose better carry on. Can't go back to bed, can I? Okay, let's take a little break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Great to have you with us this morning. If you've just joined us, a very good morning. We're just after half past the hour of 6 o'clock. We're going to take a look here at some of the headlines, and we'll look at a little bit later on this morning. Of course, we'll have the epidemiological report for you. Well, I'll give it to you now. Things are improving. We've got 799 new COVID infections in the last 24 hours, a number that has been decreasing now in recent days. They did 5,755 tests, and this gave a positivity of 13.9%. The death toll in the last 24 hours, 9 people according to the report, and 1 death from an earlier date updated. Active cases, they've dropped to 19,012, of which 18,570 are in isolation, and 442 are hospitalised. Those in isolation divided into 18,468 at home and 102 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we're looking at 382 patients in the wards and 60 in the intensive care units. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, declared on the afternoon of this Monday that the start of the 2022 school year will be staggered. Gorde de Villalobos explained that this mechanism will be used in educational centres with very high enrolments. It does go on to say that it's not a progressive return, that some will enter in April and others in March. No. This will not be the case, emphasised the minister. The Attorney General's office asked to call a trial in the case that is being investigated for an alleged collection of double salary at the Autonomous University of Chiriquí. This is UNACHI. and the Ministry of Education, Meduka. Two jobs. According to the prosecutor's office, a teacher and two rectors are called to trial for the alleged patrimonial injury of more than $209,000. They are the teacher, Nitzia Munoz, and the rectors, Hector Requena and Ete Vilna de Bonagas. The group Artists for Panama expressed its rejection that Carlos Aguilar, who until a few days ago was in charge of the Ministry of Culture, they are saying that he should not be appointed to the Foreign Service. Now, this was announced by this group in a letter addressed to the Chancellor of the Republic, Erika Muñez, and which they ask her to stop any action in this regard. The former minister has been questioned by citizens by virtue of his administrative management of the institution in his charge, including open processes for possible improper management of public funds benefiting people from his personal circle, the note states. Therefore, the group Artists for Panama, it is essential that Mr. Aguilar remain in the national territory to attend these investigations. They also, by the way, in the letter say that they point out contempt and rudeness in public that Aguilar has made to unions and prominent people of the cultural and artistic movement. Show a lack of personality and lack of diplomacy that could lead him to provoke compromising and embarrassing situations during his service in some legation of our republic. Executive Decree No. 5 of the 14th of February orders the closure of national and municipal public offices in the country on the 28th of February. The decree of the Ministry of Government was sanctioned on Monday by President Laurentino Cortizo, and this rule also recalls the cancellation due to the pandemic of the celebration of the carnival from the 26th of February to the 1st of March. However, on Tuesday, March the 1st, it is a day off by legal mandate. However, the foregoing does not constitute an obstacle for the movement of people towards recreational and leisure areas. So although there is no carnival per se, you can still go into the interior. You can still enjoy doing other things, which is good news. And by the way, Article number 2 of the decree orders that officials must work on February the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. with the intention of compensating the hours corresponding to the regular working day of the 28th of February. So there you are. That sort of resolves the question. A couple of people have asked me about that. So it's a holiday right the way through. The budgets from the judicial branch and the public ministry must be included directly in the general budget of the state, according to Article 214 of the Constitution. And the decision of the executive to ignore this provision entails an alteration that generates conflicts between the organs of the state. It goes on, says the ruling specifies that based on the aforementioned article of the political constitution, the judicial branch and the public ministry have the power to determine their budget aimed at ensuring the fulfillment of their purposes and meeting their operational needs. He stressed that the ruling is mandatory, so it must be complied with by the executive and the legislative bodies. And this one is sad, and it's worrying. In Panama, there are more than 100,000 people looking for a job. They compete for new job opportunities when economic growth is focused on the external sector, specifically due to the contributions of the canal and mining, both though with highly technical requirements. The rating agency Fitch Ratings warned in its latest report of the weakness of domestic demand and cited two sectors in particular, construction and the retail trade, which represents 27% of the country's jobs. Data from the Comptroller General of the Republic indicates that as of the October of 2021, there were 108,975 people looking for work. Of this total, 57,791 were women and 51,184 were men. The vast majority are between the ages of 20 and 24. It's around about 32,255 in full productive age in the mentioned age range. Panama is facing a historic labour crisis, as the consultant René Quevedo points out. All the employment expansion in the last 2 years has been in the public sector. The economy is not generating new jobs. And now let's talk about, sea and land and sea. What have I got here? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, cars. There we are. We've got three here. We've got cars, we've got planes, and we've got ships. Starting with the limitation in the production capacity of car manufacturers, it's putting pressure on the local vehicle distribution chain. It is an international phenomenon from which the Panama market does not escape, and that translates into a reduction of inventories and increases in delivery times. The origin, it says here, the origin of the production problems that lie in the shortage of microchips and semiconductors, which limits the production capacity of manufacturers, and that the level of impact on the capacity to meet demand is uneven. Now, they're saying that delivery times for the cars that are not in stock, they said that it can be between 90 and 180 days, that is from 3 to 6 months. He said that for special orders, it used to take around about 90 days, and that from that time now has doubled. The situation of low production, together with the increase in maritime transport freight, also puts pressure on vehicle prices. The other things I mentioned, natural fact, I mentioned them yesterday. That was the situation with regards to copper and their throughput, which is improving. The other one, of course, is they're saying that with the rainy season now disappeared. Looking out the studio window, it's quite cloudy. But what they're basically saying is that for post-Panamax vessels, they've had to reduce the draft a little bit to 49.5 feet from 50. Anyway, that's it. Looking at some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama. 20 minutes right now before 7.
Time love.
There we go, we turn a row on this morning's breakfast show. We started off with a part-time lover, and that was Stevie Wonder, of course, off of his 1985 album, The Square Circle. And it did rather nicely for him. It got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 R&B and Dance charts, and the Adult Contemporary chart as well, becoming Stevie Wonder's final number one hit, in actual fact, to date. And the song's simultaneous chart success made Wonder the first artist to score a number one hit in four different Billboard charts, and released as a special 12-inch version as well. And then that was followed on, that was Aha and Take On Me. It's a bit of a story to that one. It's one of these sort of, if you don't succeed, keep trying. It was 1984 when that was originally released. 1985 version, though. There was another one there, and that was produced by Alan Tarney for the group's debut studio album, Hunting High and Low. The original Take On Me was recorded in 84, as I just mentioned, took two versions and three releases to chart in the United Kingdom, reaching number two on the UK singles chart in October 1985, became the only Aha song to top the Billboard Hot 100 as well, assisted by wide exposure on MTV of its innovative music video directed by Steve Barron, featuring the band in a live-action pencil sketch animation sequence. I remember that. That video, when it came out, was absolutely something. It was sort of half real and half pencil sketch. Looked absolutely great. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Ready, it's time to show.
Cool and the Gang and Victory. I'm just taking a little rummage through my emails this morning, and this one email, like, it gives me sort of information on the world of technology. And there's one here to do with Texas suing Meta. Of course, Meta is now what we used to know as Facebook. So it doesn't sound as if Facebook's getting into trouble all the time. It says Texas is suing Meta over its facial recognition program. The state's attorney general says that Facebook violated state law by obtaining Texans' biometric identifiers without consent. Well, now the attorney general is seeking hundreds of billions of dollars in civil penalties. No panic, he can afford it. Just out of his pocket money. Time, we're making our way towards 6 minutes before 7 o'clock. Thank you. Bruce Willis and Respect Yourself. Well, that song's been around the block a few times, I can tell you. It started off with being released by the Staple Singers, and that was back in 1971 off of their album, which was called Be Altitude, Respect Yourself. Became a crossover hit for them, but that particular version was Mr. Bruce Willis and Respect Yourself off of his album, The Return of Bruno, and that was in 1986. Time on the Breakfast Show, a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Let me see if I've got a nice, here's a little fairly short one taking us up to the top of the hour. Soft Cell and Tainted Love.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, or however you're listening to us this morning. And if you are with us, well, thank you very much. Great to have you here with us. Right, it is that time of the year. And it's always nice when we hear from our friends H&R Block, but it does mean it's tax time again. And this year H&R Block has many filing options to make it easy for you. It says here that their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office if you want to, and you can use their drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes for you virtually. You can contact H&R Block for more information. That's H&R Block Panama, and that's at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp or call them on 6674-1037. All right, so they are. They've got the same numbers at the end, haven't they? That's clever. Block has your back, so they are. Remember, H&R Block. Yes, it is. It's tax time again. And don't forget, the Breakfast Show is brought to you. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquentra Ventiquattro. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. And don't forget to go along and check them out. You can find all sorts of amazing things there. For instance, you could go along and find their exclusive offers, renting an office with parking in Via España for only $750 or a commercial space in Via Transísmica for only $1,000. If you publish it in Quendi Venti Quattro, of course, it sells fast, doesn't it? Now, let's take a look at some of the international news for you this morning. We'll deal with antidepressants later on. It says some troops in Russia's military districts adjacent to Ukraine are returning to their bases after completing drills. Russia's defense ministry said on Tuesday a move that could de-escalate frictions between Moscow and the West. A ministry spokesman said in a video published online that while large-scale drills across the country continue, some units of the southern and western military districts have completed their exercises and started returning to base. Russian financial markets rose strongly on Tuesday on the report that Russia was pulling back some troops from near the Ukrainian border as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz flew to Moscow for Kremlin talks with President Vladimir Putin. A series of small earthquakes has struck near North Korea's shuttered nuclear test site, South Korea has said, highlighting the area's geological instability, as Pyongyang hints it could resume testing for the first time since 2017. At least four earthquakes, all of which occurred naturally, have hit the region in the past 5 days. This is according to the Korean Meteorological Administration in Seoul. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday activated rarely used emergency powers in an effort to end protests that have shut some US border crossings and paralyzed parts of the capital. Under the Emergencies Act, the government introduced measures intended to cut off protesters' funding and took steps to reinforce provincial and local law enforcement with federal police. French far-right presidential candidate Eric Zemmour had a phone call with former US President Donald Trump, who told him not to give in to pressure, a senior official of Zemmour's campaign said on Tuesday. Trump's 2016 presidential run is often cited as a blueprint for the current campaign. Former French talk show commentator Zemmour, who has been convicted several times for inciting racial hatred. Zemmour denies that he is a racist. Starbucks is battling its second bout of public fury in China in less than 3 months after an incident described by the United States coffee giant as a misunderstanding. This was at one of its stores, has sparked criticism from online users and state media. Now, the company came under scrutiny on Monday after a user on Weibo said that a number of police officers had been eating outside a Starbucks store in the southwestern city of Chongqing before they were told by staff to move away. New Zealand's parliament on Tuesday near unanimously passed a legislation that bans practices intended to forcibly change a person's sexual orientation, gender identity or gender expression, known as conversion therapy. The bill, which was introduced by the government last year, passed with 112 votes in favour and just 8 votes were opposed. The European Union's data protection watchdog called on Tuesday for a ban on the controversial spyware tool Pegasus, developed by Israeli-based NSO Group. The EDPS said that use of Pegasus might lead to an unprecedented level of intrusiveness, able to interfere with the most intimate aspects of our daily lives. Israel has come under global pressure from allegations that Pegasus has been abused by some foreign client governments to spy on human rights activists, journalists and politicians. And an Indonesian court on Tuesday sentenced an Islamic school teacher to life in prison for raping 13 students in a case
that has spotlighted the need to protect children from sexual violence in the country's religious boarding schools. Judge Johannes Purnomo Suryo Adi said the teacher Henry Wirawan had sexually groomed the 13 girls who were between 12 and 16 years of age and impregnated 8 of his victims, some of whom suffered injuries from the rapes. And lastly, the United States Navy is considering adding unmanned Israeli boats to its Middle East operations, a U.S. official said, a move that could deepen Israel's growing role in regional military arrangements as it normalizes ties with former foes in the Gulf, like Bahrain, home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, and several international naval task forces, is hosting a visit by Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, the first by an Israeli leader following the 2020 normalization of ties between the two states. And that's it. There's some of the things that are in the international news on this Tuesday morning here on The Breakfast Show. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we are 8 minutes, and that's 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
One minute. Sometimes he sees her walking by. He never looks her in the eye. She doesn't know, she doesn't care what he is feeling. And there she turns to walk away. There is nothing he can see. She doesn't know.
We started off those two with Bryan Adams and Heat of the Night, following on unmistakable sound on the guitar of Gary Moore and Crying in the Shadows. Breakfast show time is 17 and a half minutes, that's after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to take a little look and see what's happening with the weather for this morning. And as we do, we're going to start over there in Costa Arriba, on the province of Colón. Temperature-wise, 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today, with 20 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation, and they're going to have up there 85, quite high, the relative humidity for today, 85%. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning, isolated rain in the afternoon, and those few showers will be back in the night. Moving across to this side of the isthmus with West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum, with 23 being the minimum, It's going to feel quite warm at 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 80%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, chance of isolated rain in the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. Moving along to the metro area here in the metropolitan region, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum, 38 degrees the thermal sensation. Our relative humidity up a little bit since yesterday, that's up at 80%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, chance of that isolated rain in the afternoon, and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius with the maximum temperature, 23 degrees is the minimum, 39. It is going to feel very warm out there in the Gulf at 39 degrees. That is the one, that's the last of the mild discomfort before we get to big discomfort. Their relative humidity way up there at 90%. Partially cloudy this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Now, let's take a look at maritime conditions for this Tuesday. We're going to start with the tide, starting on the Pacific. High tide, the first one, was at 3:01 this morning, and that was 13.1 feet, if you like it in feet. Some people do, don't they, like it in feet? But 3.99 metres is the high tide, or was the high tide at 3:01. Low tide, that'll be at 9:23 this morning, that's 0.43 of a meter, 1 foot, 4 inches, and the high tide, that again, the second one will be at 3:36 in the afternoon, 4.08 meters, and the last low tide, 9:44 tonight, and that'll be 0.58 of a meter. Moving over to the Caribbean, as we had yesterday, we just got one up, one down, one high tide, one low tide. The high tide's not going to be until 11:14 this morning, and that'll be 0.3 of a metre. And then the low tide, that'll be at 8:16 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. So there are the tides for you. Now, if you're going out onto the water, let's see what the sea conditions are like. Starting with the Caribbean coast, we're looking at a small craft advisory for this morning. We've got winds ranging from 15 to 31 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast. Waves are up at 6 feet. So if you're boarding, please be very, very careful. If you're a boarding officer, just take care. I know you always do, but I'd like to remind you. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory is still in place for the Caribbean. We're looking at 15 to 29 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the northeast in the afternoon. Wait for it. The waves, the swell is up there at 8 feet. All right? 8 feet. As I say, 6 feet this morning. You're going to think yourself lucky working this morning, aren't you? So there we are. That's on there. Now let's move over and take a look at the Pacific coast, starting with this morning. No advisory, good conditions, which is surprising in a way because we've got winds at 22 to 35 kilometre an hour coming in from the northeast. Waves, though, are at 2 feet, but we do have a small craft. We don't have a small craft. It does say all clear, though. Be careful of those winds. I tell you what, they've got these yachts coming over, or they came over yesterday. We've got some more coming over today. This is ideal for them, isn't it? Gosh, they'll be whizzing along. Now, in the afternoon, still no advisory. It says here the winds are dropping down to 3 kilometres an hour coming from the south in the afternoon. That's a big drop, isn't it? Waves, though, remaining at 2 feet. So anyway, there we go. That's looking at the weather for this Tuesday morning here on The Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on the time. We're nearly 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Listen, here's what I got to show you. I'm a player and I got to know you. Here is
I'm a player and I got to know ya. If you change your mind for good, 'cause you don't know where you really wanna be, the only thing that's left for me is to tell you how it used to be. So home is where the heart is, baby, and a little something by the beach, with the people you love so much and the people you can always reach. So tell me, do you know where you really wanna be? Don't forget how it used to be. Do you know where you really wanna be? Don't forget how it used to be. You love that life full of love. You love that life full of harmony. You love that life full of love. You love that. If nobody cares for you, what you got to do?
If nobody cares for you,
what you gonna do? If nobody cares for you, what you gonna do? If nobody cares for you, don't forget how it used to be. You love that life full of love, love that life full of harmony. So you felt how it used to be. Hey, I'm a player and I got to know ya. If you change your mind for good, ya. So the only thing that's left for me is to tell you how it used to be. What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Hey, what you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you got? If nobody cares for you, what you gonna do? If nobody cares for you, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? If nobody cares for you, oh, what you gonna do?
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
That's a great version of Funky Town. That's a pseudo echo there. And that brought us down. We are exactly 30 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. And tell you what, if you're sitting there in your office right now and well, you're having to make decisions, perhaps you're in the construction business, which means that, well, your business has to be built on foundations. Well, it is really, isn't it? And also you have to make concrete decisions. The way to do that is talk to our friends at Cementos Progresso. At Cementos Progresso, they're builders of the present and of tomorrow as well. Because why? Well, because building is the force that moves them. Cementos Progresso. Now, let's take a look, shall we, at some of the business headlines for this morning. And we're going to start off with the euro, which apparently rebounded on Tuesday, nearly erasing all of Monday's losses after reports that some Russian troops in areas near Ukraine have started returning to their bases. Against the greenback, the single currency climbed 0.4% to $1.1346, and within striking distance of Monday's high of 1.1369, as European stock futures rebounded in on the news. Some troops in Russia's military districts adjacent to Ukraine are returning to bases after completing drills. This is according to Russia's Defense Ministry, quoted as saying, a move that could de-escalate frictions between Moscow and the West. While any news about the potential de-escalation is welcome, I think the markets will want to see something more concrete before judging the crises to be over. This is according to Stuart Cole, head of macro economist at Equity Capital. Oil dropped from a 7-year high to around about $94 a barrel on Tuesday, pressured by a report that some troops in Russia's military districts adjacent to Ukraine returning to their bases. And say this is looking now for some kind of de-escalation. And this is according also to Russia's Interfax news agency, citing the Defense Ministry. Simple or supply chain shortages and wage inflation are at the top of the list of concerns for aerospace companies attending a depleted Singapore air show amid tight health controls this week. Across aerospace, the suppliers that feed Boeing and Airbus factories are facing an acute shortage of skilled workers and weakened balance sheets after back-to-back crises triggered by a 737 MAX safety grounding and the COVID-19 air travel slump. Ford Motor Company said on Monday that it will continue idling some of its assembly plants in the week of February the 14th due to the global semiconductor shortage. The U.S. automaker will idle production at its Ohio assembly plant, as well as the production line for the transit van at its Kansas City assembly plant. Spokeswoman Kelly Felker said in an email. It also will operate with reduced shifts at its Kentucky truck, Chicago, and Dearborn, Michigan truck assembly plants as well. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. acquired nearly $1 billion in shares in Activision Blizzard Inc. This was before Microsoft Corp. agreed to buy the video game maker for $68.7 billion, according to a Monday regulatory filing. Berkshire said that as of the 31st of December, it owned 14.7 million shares worth, which is about 975 million of the Call of Duty maker. Microsoft announced its plan to buy Activision Blizzard on the 18th of January in its largest ever acquisition. Bristling tensions and looming laws in Europe could offer clues to two questions. Can Bitcoin be a safe haven asset? And can Russia emerge as a crypto superpower? Now, the answer to the first, for now at least, is no.
while Fortress Gold has risen 2.3% over the past week, as Western warnings about Russian aggression have intensified. Bitcoin has lost 3%. That was worse, by the way, than the 0.9% decline of the Nasdaq Composite Index. I don't see any evidence of Bitcoin being a safe haven, said Chris Weston, head of research at Melbourne-based brokerage Pepperstone. The Ukraine situation with Russia is a really hard one to price. So in that situation, you just buy crude futures. Glencore, talking of crude, Glencore has sold out of Rosneft, capping two decades of investments, which saw the Swiss commodities firm trading millions of barrels of the Russian group's oil, even as it witnessed some of Russia's top corporate and political battles. The sale, which has been years in the works since Glencore saw a top management reshuffle, was executed in December of last year and will close in the first half of this year, pending regulatory approvals, Glencore have said. And lastly, Tesla's chief executive Elon Musk donated a total of 5,044,000 shares in the world's most valuable automaker to a charity from November the 19th to the 29th of November last year. Its filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission showed on Monday. The donation was worth $5.74 billion, based on the closing prices of Tesla shares on the 5 days that he donated the stock. The filing, however, does not disclose the name of the charity. Should start up my own charity, that is. There we are, some of the bits and pieces in the world of business here on The Breakfast Show. Time 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Parade, love. Photographs and sepia tones so still. radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I need a lover to keep me sane. Pull me from hell, bring me back again. Play me the classics, something romantic. Giving my all when I don't even have it. I always dreamed of a solemn face. Someone who feels like a holiday. But now I'm in pieces, barely believing. Starting to think that I've lost all feeling. You came out the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life. I just wanna live in this world forever. Cause I'm afraid that living couldn't get any better. Started giving up on the world forever. So you gave up heaven so we could be together. Counting the tattoos on your skin. Tell me a secret, and baby I'll keep it. And maybe we can play house for the weekend. We came at the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I'll tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back.
Go two in a row. We started off with Overpass Graffiti from Mr. Ed Sheeran, and following on there, that's Troy Sivan and Angel Baby. Time on the Breakfast Show, 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. A very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou has been with us since first thing this morning. Says, good day to everybody. Can you please play Our House in the Middle of the Street by Madness? Absolutely. I don't know if you saw the opening of the Olympics in London the other year. Madness were there, singing all about their house.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing out.
sister's saying in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. And it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Small kiss. She's the one they're going to kiss in lots of ways.
Madness there, going out to Mary Lou and Our House, and looking at some of the things relevant to this day in music. 1965, on the 15th of February, the Beatles, well, they released this one. 8 days a week. Seven's enough.
Girl.
released on this day back in 1965, 8 days a week from the Beatles. And sadly, on the very same day, yes, the 15th of February back in 1965, Nat King Cole, he died on this day from complications. This was following surgery for lung cancer, and he was just 48 years of age.
Soda and pretzels and beer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up. Now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer,
those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer,
you'll wish that summer could always be. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars and on the screen.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here.
You wish that summer could always be here.
You wish that summer could always be here.
And there we go, Nat King Cole and the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, which was the name of title track, name of the album that was released in May of 1963. And sad to think that just a couple of years later he wasn't around. Beautiful voice, lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Nat King Cole, of course, Natalie Cole. He gave us a gift, didn't he, with Natalie Cole, his daughter. Time on the Breakfast Show, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. 8 o'clock.
Matter than we were together, and I couldn't ask for more. My dreams.
And that's a bass here from now on. It is we're just making our way up to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Still to come on this morning's breakfast show, we'll be checking in the next hour with our intrepid outdoor reporter, probably in around about 25 minutes time. In Ingrid, she's up there in a Stardust Unidos, but she's going to be checking in with us a little bit later on. Also, we'll have a chat with Yasmin, see what she's been up to, and perhaps she'll do a couple of Born on This Day music for us today, because if you're looking forward to listening to what Sarah is up to in the kitchen this week, she's got COVID. She dropped me a little line last week. Apparently, her son brought COVID home from school, which is very thoughtful of him. But the thing is, he passed it to Sarah and hubby Corey. And she said, you know, I've got a bit of a cough and my throat's a little bit sore, so she's going to give it a miss. Hopefully, she'll be back with us next week. So we'll keep you entertained anyway, going up to 10 o'clock this morning. The time right now, though, we're just a few seconds away from 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning,
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es otra. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/DBO.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Years that safely saw somehow there was a union of heart and mind, the likes of which are rare and go so hard to find. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there, for I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. I still have faith in you, and I would say I never really thought I'd feel this way. But it is to reach this far. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I feel so secure when we're
Two in a row. We started off with ABBA and I Still Have Faith in You. That came off, of course, of their latest album, which was launched at Christmas time, called Voyage. REO Speedwagon was the separate one and Can't Fight This Feeling. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio.
Good
dial.
Morning, Panama.
Good morning.
Yes, how you doing? Well, it's Tuesday. It is February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. And today is my mother's birthday. Yes, it is. She turns 89. Shh, don't tell. You're not supposed to tell a lady's age. So I'm not going to tell it very loud. I'll whisper it. She turns 89. She's looking great. We just played a new card game last night. Had a lot of fun. We got a couple of things on the plate to do today for her birthday. I'm thinking about she wants something cooked out on the grill. So a friend of ours caught some salmon last year and sent it to them because they couldn't send it to Panama. So maybe I'll grill her a salmon steak. Ooh, I don't know. I'll find out whatever she wants to eat today. Maybe liver and onions. You never know. She likes liver and onions. So, yeah. But it's her birthday. So, Jerry, would you please play Happy Birthday to My Mom? Today it's your birthday. Yep, so here's a quick one for Mom. Happy birthday, it's your birthday. Today you're 89 years old. In Ohio, you're a state by now because you have so many years. Ha! Love you. Okay, I thought El Valle was cold. No, this is cold. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's no snow, there's no frost, but I went outside to pick up the newspaper, and who's chilly? Who is chilly, chilly? I will stop complaining that Panama is chilly in El Valle, not when it's compared to this. Oh, my goodness. I went out, I started breathing, and I was like, whoa, your breath has, whoa, it has movement. Whoa, look at all that steam. Whoa. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that complaint anymore. Sorry, no more. I'm going to tell you how nice and warm it is and how happy I will be to be back home. All right, keep washing your hands. Stay safe, y'all. And happy birthday, Mom. Back to you in the studio.
Wishing you a very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
You mean to say you're sincerely wasting away?
And there we go. Yes, that's the Beatles there. When I'm 64, happy birthday to Ingrid's mum. I couldn't find a record for 89. Anyway, very happy birthday to you. Also, very good morning to Renee. She's dropped me a few bits and pieces this morning. She also says happy birthday to Ingrid's mama. She says it's my nephew Logan's 18th today. Oh, 18. What a great year. What a great age that is. So happy birthday to Logan as well. You don't want the When I'm 64 song, do you? So anyway, yeah, very happy birthday. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. 18. Yes, gosh, I remember that. Just about. Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677 188 22. Yes, 677 188
222. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
That's a nice one. The Bee Gees there, Closer Than Close. Before that, it was Brilliant Disguise, of course, by Bruce Springsteen. But, of course, you probably didn't recognise him. because it was a brilliant disguise. Right, just to remind you, by the way, did you sort of see, it was in the news that the accountants for Donald Trump, well, they basically have resigned, withdrawn, and told him you better relook at your sort of returns for the last 10 years. So remember, doing your taxes and doing your accounting is absolutely important. And the people to talk to about that, of course, H&R Block. Yeah, it is tax time again. And this year, H&R Block has many filing options to make it easy for you. The tax professionals are here to do your tax returns with or without the office visit. You can drop by the office, you can use our drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes for you virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or at 260-1037. You can WhatsApp them and also call them on 6674-1037. 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. All right, so H&R Block. And tis, yes, tax time. This is a US tax time, of course. We do ours all year here, don't we? Now, let me see. Oh, yes, something else to remind you about sitting there in the office. If you're in the world of construction, and or if you're doing a little bit of work at home, you're going to need some cement or such forth like that. Don't forget our friends at Cementos Progresso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves us. So there you are. Go off and start your day by making some concrete decisions. Now, let's see. What's it? Oh, yes, I think it's time for a little bit of antidepressant, don't you? Looking at all the news. Here's a nice story for you. Jessica Higgs trusted her intuition, and it didn't let her down. In a recent TikTok video, the Instacart driver from Georgia said that she received an order from a woman who wanted groceries delivered to her elderly father. Instead of just dropping off the bags at the porch as requested, Higgs brought them inside the house. Something was telling me, no, you've got to go and help this man out. Well, Higgs explained that the man looked sick, and Higgs said that she noticed a propane tank inside the house. She felt a little bit dizzy and messaged the man's daughter to say that she thought there might be a gas leak. The woman replied that she'd send her son over to investigate, and the next day Higgs received a 5-star review from the woman, who said there was a leak and she definitely saved my dad and my younger son's life. This was a reminder that if you see something, say something, Higgs said. And I did, and I'm so happy that I did so. I'm so happy that he can live a better life. So there we go. That's it. Nice story there. I call it antidepressant. Need as much of that as we possibly can, don't we? 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here in this morning's breakfast show. A little bit later on, we'll check in with Yaz, see what she's been up to. Perhaps a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music.
I wanna take you.
there we go. That is Exposé. And I like that one. It's a nice jolly song. If you like jolly songs, Exposé and Point of No Return. Time on the Breakfast Show is 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Just reminding, if you're expecting for us to be chatting as we do with Sarah a little bit later on this morning, you probably just heard me say we're checking with guests. But Sarah, her son at school managed to pick up COVID and very generously took it home and gave it to Sarah and hubby Corey. So they're getting over that, and Sarah said she's got a bit of a sore throat and is coughing quite a bit, so she thought she would better give it a miss. So whatever it is that you do, do make sure you guys get nice and well. And Renee here also sends you good wishes. Just coming up for 10 before 9. There we go. That's the Stereophonics and Bust This Town. And good morning again to Mary Lou. Mary Lou just drops a little line and also wishes Sarah and her family get well soon. Definitely. You take care of yourselves up there. All right.
Yeah.
You are keeping an eye on the time. We're 6 before 9 o'clock. Oh, there we go. There is a classic, Every Time You Go Away. Originally, by the way, that was written and composed by Daryl Hall and first recorded in 1980 by Hall and Oates, but not released as a single. That version we just played by Paul Young, well, that was released in 1985 and it became an international hit for him, reaching number one on the US charts, number four in the United Kingdom. So, yeah, Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away. We'll just make our way up to the top of the hour, about a minute away from the hour of 9 o'clock. So we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And just a reminder, if you have to do your taxes for up there in the United States, for Estados Unidos, well, remember, it's that time again. And, well, it's time for you to get in touch with H&R Block. This year, H&R Block's got many filing options to, well, make it easier for you. Our tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. You can drop by the office, you can use our drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. Contact H&R Block at on Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net, or you can call on 260-1037, 260-1037, or you can give them a call or a WhatsApp on 6674-1037, 6674-1037. Block, well, you know what they've got, don't you? They've got your back. Good luck with those tax returns, that's what I say. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Lewis in the News and Doing It All for My Baby. Before that, it was The Cutting Crew and I've Been in Love Before. And I tell you what, let's take one because we don't have Sarah, so I think we'll just take a little walk down the corridor and see what's going on down here. There we go. Good morning, Yaz.
Good morning.
Good. You got a recipe for us?
If I got?
Have you got a recipe?
No. I don't cook.
Why am I not
so sorry?
Why am I not surprised? You don't cook?
No.
No? Do you live with mum?
Yeah, my mum does.
Yeah. I know your mum does.
Sometimes Ian.
And sometimes Ian. So you've got it made, really, haven't you? So, yeah. So, yeah, because poor old Sarah, she's come down with the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
So,
So sad.
Yeah, that's it. But now, because you were saying, because you're a little bit concerned, because you're saying, you know, people going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Ian will be going back to school in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, you know, whether you can keep it in the school and not bring it home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
What happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, they're staggering, schools with high enrollment, I see they're staggering how people... You know, so you don't have too many parents and kids together at the same time, which is probably quite a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you doing with yourself today, then, when we finished?
Tonight is the premiere of... I forgot the name of the movie.
Have you been looking at my...
Uncharted.
Oh, Uncharted. Uh-huh. Okay, I thought for a minute you've been looking at my senior moments calendar. You're a bit young for that.
Yes, yeah, so we are going to that premiere tonight. Okay. Thanks to Buen Momento.
Okay, so what's it about, you know?
It's based in a video game.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They said it's a very famous game. I don't know about that.
What's it called?
But Ian loved it. Oh, Uncharted.
Uncharted, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Yeah, I'm not a video game person myself, so... Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's all right. Perhaps Andreas will be seeing that.
Mm-hmm. And, it looks very nice, the effects and mm-hmm. the drama and everything, so...
Oh, good.
See? Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, that's nice. So mm-hmm. another premiere, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Another one. Yes. Andreas is not going to be happy, you know. Because he probably won't have seen it. I can't get a go. I can't get in.
Yeah.
So, you can be doing it. Have you been rummaging around in music? I tell you, I've got a couple of nice ones for me today.
As always.
As always. Yes. exactly. Yes, you know. You know when you got it slightly wrong, don't you? as always, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, born today in music, but in 1944, Mick Avery, drummer with the Kinks, who had the 1964 UK number 1 and US number 7, You Really Got Me, and the 1967 mm-hmm. UK number 2 single, Waterloo Sunset. Plus 19 other UK top 40 singles.
I know. I reckon that time, because this is the same time as the Beatles and the Stones, and uh-huh. And I reckon the Kinks were one of the top bands at the time. Mm-hmm. And I love that music. And I'm going to play, because the second one you mentioned, Waterloo Sunset, mm-hmm. was a great favourite of mine. That 1967, so I was playing that when it first came out. Mm-hmm. On Forza Radio Charger. But it always reminds me of summer for some reason.
Oh, yeah?
Like it? Here we go. You've heard it before, and you think you'll recognize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Feel afraid.
there we go. Yes, a Waterloo Sunset from the Kinks. Recognize it?
Yes.
Yeah, because I played that quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I do like that one. Oh.
But my favorite is the first one. You really got me.
Oh, okay, well, just hold on a minute. Let me go here. I can do anything here. So you really go away. You really. And then go to title, and there we go. All right then. There we go. See, we can do anything here.
That's
yes.
The mood, yeah.
You enjoyed that one, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was saying, because the thing is, I know all the words. I don't think I'm still in the 1960s.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, great. No, the Kinks, I really rate them. Mm-hmm. Really rate them.
Yes.
Dave Davis, of course, taking lead vocals. Mm-hmm. And now, the next one you got here.
Mm-hmm. John Halliwell, born Today Music in 1945. He's an English musician, saxophonist with Supertramp, who had the 1979 UK number 7 and US number 6 single The Logical Song. Halliwell also played on Pink Floyd's album A Momentary Lapse of Reason.
I didn't know that, actually. I didn't know they were on Pink Floyd's album, but I know The Logical Song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Okay. I don't know.
Recognize it? I think I know some of the words to this one too.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't sing.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully. Oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me. How to be sensible, logical, oh.
There it is. That's a logical song from Supertramp.
Yes, I knew it.
Yeah, you recognized it, didn't you? You
very
did.
Nice.
Yes, because you listen to the program sometimes. Oh, listen. Can you hear Lala?
Oh, Lala. Yes.
Oh,
Lala.
Oh, Lala. Radio's on there. Hola. The radio's on the other room. So, I got a recipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a recipe. Renee sent it in earlier on.
Oh, thank you, Renee.
So, hola. shall I do the recipe?
Sure.
Yeah, so don't interrupt me, Lala. Okay. It's a recipe for peanut butter heaven, it says here. It says preparation time, 10 minutes, cooking time, 20 minutes, additional time, 5 minutes, total time, 35 minutes, 16 servings, it says here. Right, what you will need is 1 cup of butter, softened, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 eggs, 3 quarters of a cup of peanut butter, 2 cups of rolled oats, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 2.5 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips, and 1/2 cup of peanut butter. You with me so far?
Yeah?
Yes. Yes, okay. How am I doing? Okay, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or 175 degrees centigrade. Grease a 9 by 13 inch baking pan. Step 2. In a large bowl, cream together the butter, white sugar, and brown sugar. Beat in the eggs one at a time, and then stir in the 3/4 cup of peanut butter. Combine the oats, flour, and baking soda. Stir into the creamed mixture until well blended. Press the dough evenly into the prepared pan. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes in the preheated oven until firm. In the microwave or over a double boiler, melt chocolate chips and 1/2 cup of peanut butter together, stirring frequently until smooth. Spread over cooled bars and allow to set up before cutting into squares. Oh, that was easy. I did that. Oh, sit, that's done then.
She can make it for us.
Yeah, anybody can make any for us. I mean, we're always, you know, always grateful for donations to the starving. So there we go. By the way, per serving nutritional facts, it says here 533 calories, protein 10 grams, carbohydrates 60.7 grams, fats 31 grams, cholesterol 53.8 mg, sodium 268 mg. So I think you better have a safety warning with that. With all those, I'm not understood what all those things are. So hey, we did a recipe.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Renee.
Yeah, thank you, Renee. Sarah, you're all right. You take your time. back to the music. And I tell you, I got an Elvis Presley one. Yeah.
Good.
He's crying in the chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel, the tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple child, where I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy and chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll serve, and you'll serve.
but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chaplain. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be light, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Oh, there we go. There's an oldie. That's Elvis Presley and Crying in the Chapel. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we're 15 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. So we've got about 10 minutes to go. A couple of tracks. This is a good one. This is from Paloma Faith. It's called Guilty.
Then let everything slip away. I can't accept my fate. Thought the alternative looked so crystal clear. Drowning in muddy water, and I'm living in my worst fears. Begging you back through tears. You had this picture of me.
Of me, now I have shattered your dreams.
Following on from Paloma Faith and Guilty, this one that was Rick Springfield, of course, and Don't Talk to Strangers. Here on The Breakfast Show, we're just, 3 minutes away from the top of the hour. Taking a sword, not from the top of the hour, but from when, from our top of the hour, when we go off and do something else. Take us there, here's Let Me Go.
You made Pantana, I made problems. We were sleeping back to back. We knew this day wasn't built to last. Good on paper, picture perfect. Chase the high too far too fast. Pick a white fence, we'll be painted black. And I wish you would hurt me harder than I hurt you. And I wish you would away from me, but you always do. I've been hoping.
That's it. That was Hayley Steinfeld and Alessa there, and Let Me Go. And that's it. We're going to let you go because we have sort of done our bit for this morning. Been a bit of a different morning this morning for a Tuesday. Sadly, Sarah couldn't join us this morning because of, well, contracting COVID. So we wish you well, Sarah. Get well. And big thanks to Renee for sending us in that recipe today. Big thanks, of course, as always, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing a little bit of Born on This Day music for us today, as well as doing all the other work in the background there, and keeping us up and running. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, reporting in, calling in from Stardust Unidos. She's up there in Florida, and a very happy birthday to her mum today as well. And a big thanks to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in the United Kingdom in Windsor, just right next door to where the Queen is. So a big thanks to Neil. Big thanks, of course, to the boys and girls at Cooper Gardner, just up and running, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is WTW, isn't it? Halfway through the week already. Welcome to Wednesday tomorrow. So I'll be with you at 6 o'clock, and just please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it safely, especially when it comes to your health. Make sure you're wearing your mask. Going on public transport, you will need a face shield. Keep washing hands, and most importantly, stay away from other people. Because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.